Uh-oh.
Okay, I can hear
Okay, and we are on.
you.
Peace, God. Peace, God.
Peace, how are you?
Excellent, excellent. I was just setting up our background music here. I'm also live on tag too, because I've been like live on tag like all day.
Oh, you still up there? I'm about to come jump in your stream.
But yeah, so am with Sha Asia, Queen of Hearts, Ali.
I say, thank you for having me.
Not a problem. Thank you for coming through. She is a YouTuber, a social media guru, a spiritual and financial advisor, and she reads tarot cards. I think that covers damn near everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I just wanted to get in and dive in. When did it click for you? When did you realize that most of the shit that we were raised on was bullshit?
I caught on to that pretty early in the game. my story is a little unique.
That's why we got you on here.
I kind of had an eye opener to things as early as the age of like 7, 8 years old.
Wow, you were damn near still connected, weren't you?
Yep.
Wow, that's amazing. That's even more amazing that you can even recall that.
What it is, I was raised in a multi-religious, cultural background.
That's very 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 interesting. What were the cultures or the beliefs?
I had everything ranging from Christianity to Buddhism. In my family, we had Seventh-day Adventists, we had Israelites, Muslims, five percenters, Buddhists. I don't know if I said that. we had a, I mean, I was able to delve into a little bit of everything. We had Egyptologists in my family. We had those atheists. Like I had the privilege of being able to sit and have conversations with people, very different views of the world, at a young age.
That's actually freaking amazing if you ask me.
It
Just personally,
was
well, I could definitely see that. I could definitely see that, but that's probably the reason why your eyes were open so early too.
for me. So early, yes. I
That
will say that in my innocence so early on, what it was, the influence for me was the different approaches to the same perspective that each group had taken. To me, on
Gotcha.
the outside, yeah, to me on the outside looking in, listening to these conversations that they would have at family gatherings and things of that nature. From an early age, I was able to catch on to the fact that most of it was all the same,
That's crazy, because not for nothing, I came to the same conclusion too at my church. They hung up a poster that they had all the religions and stuff on. And I sat there and I read it and I was like, wait, hold on. Seems like they all have the same message, different areas of the globe, like
Right.
different cultures, different people. Oh, okay. And then yeah. But I've also had a good teacher, you know, like a real truthful school teacher, like history teacher. So that helped too.
Yeah, that helps a great deal.
Yeah. But that's very, very, very interesting. I could just imagine just the conversations that you heard, the rituals that you've seen,
Oh,
just
yeah. I don't know. Did I also mention Rastafarianism? Did I mention that too?
no, I think that was the one that you didn't mention.
Yeah, that Rastafarianism was there too. So yeah, man, I had teachings from, from all different religious belief systems. The ones that were more prevalent for me than anything were Rastafarianism, Christianity, and Islam.
Wow.
Yeah, those were the three more prominent beliefs that I was raised around. As I got older and more mature and started making decisions and choices for myself, I more geared to the Islam 5% nation and their way, their culture, and their way of practice. I followed that wholeheartedly for a while. I was very, very young. I was still like 17, 18 years old. So I was still kind of, figuring myself out in the process of all of that. You know what I mean?
I see.
After I was introduced to knowledge of self, from there, it went into I went back into studying into Egyptology. I would meet people from so many different backgrounds and cultural lifestyles that I would get actual inside knowledge on certain things that they believe from point of views and perspectives of individuals who have actually been in certain geographical locations. It's one thing for me to read from a book and get a perspective or idea based off of a theory that was put in a religious book, such as the Torah or the Bible or the Quran. It's another to be around a group of people who live in these areas and they can give you their story from their perspective based off their own experiences. You know what I'm saying?
Ah, Shay, yes, I know. I exactly know what you're saying. That's right there is amazing in itself, because places do hold energy and frequency and just going. I mean, shoot, that's why we took field trips back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
That
Like,
part, real talk.
that just is just mind blowing in itself. I could, like I said, just I could just imagine the daggone the things that you heard.
Oh,
Just
man.
wow. Sitting here thinking about it is just like it's like blowing my mind, because it's like you
In its
didn't
own
necessarily need
sense,
to travel. You just needed a
like, yeah,
fucking
like
family
in its own sense,
reunion.
I tell you something funny. As a kid growing up, going to school, I was an AB honor roll student starting out up until about seventh grade. Once I got to seventh grade, I became bored with the vernacular, very repetitive. I didn't feel like I was expanding. I didn't feel like I was evolving any. I felt like I already knew this. Why am I still doing this shit? I
Oh,
wanted
shit.
to advance. And in my wanting to advance, I wasn't allowed to advance. So I got bored and I started delving off into other things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, you got to keep your mind occupied. You seem like a very intellectual, mindful person.
Indeed. Within me getting bored with school so early, one of the biggest things was my history class. I could not find interest in history class. And science. Science I could not find interest in either in school. I would learn to establish a whole new love for history and science as I grow older and learn how I, as a human being, correlate with the science and the history of the planet as a whole. Being able to communicate with so many different kinds of people from so many different walks of life, with so many different perspectives and views and outlooks on, you know, the world and how they view it. It has allowed me to literally live through history, walk through history from, you know, from my time of existence and travel back into the ancient times of the ancient ones and my ancestors who came before me. And I had the luxury, the privilege, and the honor to be able to communicate with some people who have bloodline, you know, relations to certain people in history, where they have had their own personal experiences and they have had their own lessons that they've learned, and they were able to pass down certain information and knowledges to me. So I'm thankful, you know, because I literally got to walk the timelines. I actually got to move through some of those timelines and travel through some of those ages. And the part of the reason why I was able to do that is due to my development of my empathic ability, my clairvoyance, and my ability to channel spiritual energy, which makes me a spiritual medium. So if some of
all you... All right. Could I just pause you real quick? Just for the people that don't know what an empath is, could you explain that for them real quick?
Sure. So an empath is someone who is very, very sensitive to energy. They can pick up on the change or shift in the energy of the room. An empath is someone who, if you are hanging out in a group together and you guys are all out and about and one of your friends just happened to out of the blue go, "Hey man, this doesn't feel right, we should go." That's more than likely the empath. You understand?
And if that's a perfect way to describe that.
Right. If he or she is the friend who will say something and 9 times out of 10, it usually does happen, that's an empath. They can pick up on things that are happening before it physically appears. They can feel it. Sometimes you have this ability and you don't have a full understanding of what it is. You think that you're picking up on your own emotions when you're actually feeling the frequency of the world around you. And how certain things are shifting in the energetic space that you are in. So
I like how you explain that. Could you tell the listeners what a clairvoyant person is?
So clairvoyance, honey. Okay, so clairvoyance is being empathic, but having a better insight of what that energy is, a better understanding of where that energy is coming from, and you can describe it. So where an empath will pick up on the energy, but won't be able to really explain what that is, they just know that they feel something and something's not quite right. a clairvoyant person, Ashe, a clairvoyant person picks up that same energy, but they can also explain to you exactly what that is, where it's coming from, why it's happening. They can actually tell you, you know, how to even clear that energy for yourself, because they've had to walk through these realms so much, you know?
Ashe. Then the one last thing, a medium. Explain that for the people real quick.
So a spiritual medium is an empath, clairvoyant on steroids. This is an individual who can literally communicate with those who have ascended or passed over to the other side. So our ancestors who dwell in those other dimensional spaces, such as the fifth dimension and above, those who are empathic can actually channel their energy and be channeled by these spirits.
Ashe, because energy never dies. It can only be transferred.
Exactly.
Ashe, I just wanted you to explain those, because I personally know what they are, but there might be some listeners that might not know exactly what you're talking about.
I got you.
Yeah, but I like how you put all those. You explained those perfect.
Thank you. I had to go through them phases for real, so I know.
you know firsthand.
I'm telling you.
So you were saying how your experiences led you to be formed into the person that you are or still becoming to this day, right?
Indeed. As a child, it started out very early in age. I was always empathic. And I was always, I always was able to channel other energy. I wasn't aware that that's what I was doing. But over time, I would come to gain better insight and understanding of myself and what it was that I was experiencing. And that for most of us is what we call a spiritual journey or an inner journey or doing shadow work. This is when you find yourself in a space where you feel like you're having a mental breakdown. You may be going through some form of a depression. You could even be dealing with some form of bipolarism, paranoia, schizophrenia, depending on what it is, what kind of situation you've been through. What it depends on your level of trauma. And with that trauma, you will sit and give yourself that time to kind of sort your own thoughts and give yourself a chance to really get some better understanding of what it is that you are feeling inside. And once you gain a better insight and understanding of yourself and what it is you are feeling inside, you're more empowered to actually do something about what you're feeling. And then, yeah, and from there, you have taken control over that energy and you are now in a position to change the dial. You know what I'm saying?
Until you're to ask you one thing, right? On this journey, what are some things that you do to like protect yourself?
Oh, well, the number one thing, and I tell this to everybody, is prayer. Prayer for everybody is not the same. Prayer for some people is meditation. Prayer for some people is turning on their favorite music and just letting the frequency take them away. You know, prayer for some people is having a congregation of people come around that they can be open and vulnerable with and feel unjudged. Whatever your form of being open 100% with yourself about what it is you're going through, That is your prayer. For me,
excellent. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to cut you off. You're wording everything. Well, go ahead.
Oh no, you're good. You're good. You're good. You're good. So my prayer for me, I was always a loner. I know a lot of people, but I keep to myself a lot. I come from a big household, so I don't like to be around people. That just came natural for me. So a lot of the times when I needed to go into prayer meditation, I would be by myself. I would sit alone, and I don't care how crazy it may look to anyone else, but I would express myself and put everything I was feeling out into the universe. I felt like I didn't have anybody that I could trust to really be vulnerable with. So instead of me expressing some of my deep, darkest secrets to anyone, particularly, I would just put that energy out into the universe. I would speak it back into myself in its own sense so that I could see myself. And a lot of the times what I would find is I could sit there with a thought playing in my head, but it wouldn't manifest, or it would not sink in any kind of way or make any kind of imprint. It would just be a thought dancing in my head. When I actually physically spoke on the thought and gave that thought a vibration and put it into the universe, it immediately reflected something back to me. And in that reflection, I was given the empowerment to do something about the state that I was in. So I did not need to go outside myself to seek advice from anyone. All I needed to do was give myself a chance to listen to myself.
I couldn't
hear myself from inside myself, so I had to speak it out for it to reflect.
Ashay. So, some say that this is the reflector realm.
Indeed, it is. It most definitely is.
But wow. I thought I might have had a question, but the way you worded all that stuff, yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah. It does pay. I will tell you, I'll tell anybody, it pays to learn to love being in your own company, being in your own energy. My journey started with me looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love because I came from a background of a loveless family. It goes deep. So with me not getting that, the stereotypical, you know, household, no dad in the house, single mom, I'm the oldest of all my siblings. So, you know, I carried the load, you know, for a lot of my siblings. You know, I had to be mom and dad because mom didn't have time to be home. You know what I'm saying to you? You know, and I winded up carrying a lot of my mother's burdens because she was scorned. You know what I'm saying to you? So I grew up in life very angry, very confused, very lost in myself, feeling unworthy, unappreciated, unwanted, and unloved. And when I went to express these things to the very people who were supposed to be there to support me, I was rejected and met with condemnation. And this is because these people themselves had not yet learned to heal from their own traumas. But exactly. I would not come to learn to understand that until after taking my own inner journey and healing from my own pain. That took for me to be alone with myself, angry, upset, resentful, the whole nine yards, until I finally got to a point where I was okay enough to let it go. And sometimes you just need that. And it's okay to cut people off. It is okay. listen, it's okay to turn your back on people if you need to, family, friend, or foe. I could care less. If they don't mean any good to your spiritual well-being, your emotional and mental well-being, they are no good for your energy. You do not need them around you, and you do not need to be around them. And I had to come to understand, to learn how to accept that, regardless of what title you hold, how many years I've known you, how loyal I have been to you, I don't care how much I love you. I have to love myself first. And I have to put myself first, because my world and the things that I want in it will not manifest without me. So if you're living to appease to other people's standard of what they feel is acceptable, then I'm sidestepping myself. And I had to learn to see that for what it was.
Talking that shit. Go ahead. God damn it. You didn't hit the goddamn nail on the goddamn head right there. God. Damn. God, just hit on so many aspects of everything. I mean, that's the root of everything.
Yeah.
I always used to say, like, they always taught us to always worry about the next person, never worry about yourself.
Right. Like, and that's your duty. It is your, and you know what? I got to say this to you too, God. I got to put this out here. I'm so glad that I have an opportunity to put this out there. I need to say this. As a man, as a divine masculine male, let me be the one to say, I salute you, brother. I love you and thank you.
Love you too, God.
Because
thank you.
It's not easy for y'all out here. And I want to be, if you don't hear it from, you don't get to hear this from too many of your sisters, because they're so busy holding you accountable and tearing you down for what the fuck we're going through, failing to realize you're just as much a victim to this shit as we are. I'm saying to you, I was a tomboy growing up. So as a woman, I've already had masculinated ways early in the game. I'm the oldest of 13 children, 5 of which I helped my mother raise alone, okay? And we bounced from place to place, hood to hood, state to state, and baby, you bet your ass, I had to hold me and mine's down. There was no older brothers, no older cousins, nobody to hold me down. So I had to do what I had to do. You understand?
I had
to learn what it was to survive early in the game. You feel me? So because of that, I hung out with a lot of dudes in this doing street shit. You feel me? And I would learn the game from the male perspective. Here's the thing. Growing up like that helped me to look at you guys from a realistic point of view. Rather than seeing you guys as supposed to be the guy, a lot of women look at you like you're supposed to be able to carry the world on your shoulders and it not mean shit. Like it's no sweat off your brow. You know what I'm saying to you? Like you just got it like that. They don't realize how much strength it really takes to do that. They don't realize how stressful it is to do that. They don't realize how hard it is for you to have to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders and then turn around and have to take her shit too. You understand what I'm saying? They don't realize that. They don't realize that you're trying to help her heal, trying to fucking carry the weight of the world, and you still ain't figured out what the fuck you need to do for you. They haven't realized that. So I want to be the one to say, on my journey in looking for love, okay, I learned early in the game what true love actually was. I already had a full spectrum understanding of what real love was, okay? And the reason why is because I never received it. I knew how to give it, but I would never receive it. And I would always give to those who I saw reflected those same qualities or lacks in themselves that I felt I had, and I would give of myself to them, to those, some, most of which were very ungrateful, because they felt that because I'm a person who stand in love and light, I must be a fool. I must be easy to manipulate. You understand what I'm saying? So The thing is, what a lot of people don't understand is being someone of light, one who is of a loving and caring nature, it does not mean that you lack the ability to be stern or you lack the ability to be mean, so to speak. However,
Sure.
you are constantly battling inside yourself. And the reason
Sure.
why you're constantly battling inside yourself, because there's an aspect of righteousness that you uphold within you to such a degree that you will not put yourself in the position to have your divine ancestors look down upon you with malice. So before you act or react in a lower than yourself type manner, you are prompted to think two, three, four times before you act because you know better. You get what I'm saying to you? So you kind of have this responsibility, like, okay, I want to wild out and beat your ass right now, but because I know what I know, you feel what I'm saying to you? I
Yes.
gotta set the proper example. You feel me?
Yes.
So a lot of people, I like to call them 85ers. They are reluctant to receive or be receptive to that aspect of the good-natured fellow. There are people who are so lost in the ignorance of this game that we call life that when one comes in a manner of humbleness, you know, in a manner of understanding rather than judgment, you know, people are so far removed from being treated with respect that when you treat them with respect, it's almost like as if you have somehow offended them. You know what I'm saying to you? So
Oh
the
God,
game.
that is funny as fuck, because that's exactly how it be.
Like real talk.
You sit here trying to love on somebody that never been loved, never seen love, don't know what love is, and all they doing is showing you what you not doing.
Right. That's
Yeah.
the crazy part. One of the things I used to say about that is that you know, sometimes there are people in the world that you will come across who they have been through so many fucked up things in their life that that is all they really know. And so when something good comes along, they don't know how to appreciate or receive it for what it is. So they wind up sabotaging it, looking for the bad in it, because that's all they're used to. You know what I'm saying to you? And when I came to learn to understand that, I stopped judging people like that too. I said, you know what? You could be one of those people. So I ain't even gonna hold it against you, bro, because you still need to learn. You know what I'm saying to you? Or sis or whoever. You know what I'm saying to you? It's just the point that I finally made it to a space with myself where I could see and understand that for what it is. You know what I mean?
Yes. So, I just want to touch on this real quick since we're already on the topic. Our subconscious learns through repetition.
Facts.
So that's why it's always good to, put on, affirmations or something while you're sleeping to
Indeed.
get that to basically help change the program.
Yep, that was part of that
So
was some of the things that I was doing on my journey too. Yep.
Ashe. So when you have people that have been through these traumatic experiences, and I would say at least 6 times out of 10, it's usually a cycle. So when people have gone through these traumatic experience, any person will set up these red flags. So
Indeed.
if you see a person do a certain thing or say certain thing, you're like, okay, wait, hold on. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I have done it myself.
Right.
So it's just funny how when you go through these traumatic experiences, how you ex also subconsciously you expect these traumatic experiences to happen because you that's what you're accustomed to.
Right, that becomes part of your conditioning after after traumatization. You're right. You are so right. And then
That
what happens is what you don't realize is because you're still stuck in that mental space, you keep recreating that energy for yourself. So no
I
matter how many
should.
times you change relationships and partners, you're still replaying out that same situation every
I
time. And a
should.
lot of times you don't even realize that you're the one doing it. You're blaming your partner and you're the one who's doing it to yourself.
Ashay always they I read in a book I didn't even finish the book, but I read in a book called Super Brain that doctors call the brain the 3 pound universe.
Wow, that's
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah, they say that we have more stuff in our brain, like more materials in our brain than is out there in space. And space is fucking huge.
Like that part. No
So,
wonder it makes sense though, because they tell you that thought is infinite.
yes.
Consciousness is infinite. There's no beginning, there is no end. It just is.
Yeah, so it's just like I seen a video. I forgot where I seen the video at, but it was a girl. She was laying on the grass, and they went all the way down into her. I think I forgot which way they went first, but they went all the way down into her atom, you know, past her cells and all that, and then they went all the way up into outer motherfucking space, like out of our fucking Milky Way, all like past all that shit. And
Funny.
I was like, oh my goodness. That's one reason why we could fucking manifest the shit that we could manifest, because we're fucking small.
Not only that, but it's also the reason why you can time travel and go back and visit your ancestors and have conversations. Like I've used to do that. I used to astral travel to go see my ancestors, and I would be in the astrals riding on solar flares. What now? See, if I was to tell an average person this, they would swear to God that I was crazy. They would think this bitch is bugged the
Of
fuck out.
course.
Something wrong with her ass. Y'all need to check her. She
Yeah,
needs to know.
but if they made a movie about it, oh, that's a dope movie. Let me go
There
see
you
that.
go. My point exactly. There you go. Talk your shit now. Okay. So, like, I used to actually astral project and be in the ethers, riding solar flares, visiting my ancestors, and they would open up to me in ways. When I say our ancestors literally share this space with us, they are just in another dimension. So you cannot see them with the physical eye because the time that they exist in versus where we exist move at a different velocity. They move much faster than we do. We are very, very
The
small.
way that you articulate stuff is fucking amazing. I just want to say that,
Yeah.
because not for nothing, when I was on live earlier, somebody came on live, and I think she might have been on live that time when I was cooking, but she came on live and she was like, you know, I'm kind of scared to open up my third eye. You know, I'm scared to see, you know what I'm saying, what's around and stuff. And I'm like, ain't no need to be fearful, to be honest. You know what I'm saying?
There's nothing to
It's
fear but fear
everywhere.
itself.
You can't really escape it. Like,
Right. Right.
if spirit wants to be known, they will make themselves known, and it
Exactly.
doesn't have to
I'm gonna tell
always
you
be physical.
You know what I used to tell
It
people
could be
all the
through a damn
time? This is part, well, this is the message that I was divinely ordained to bring to the world. And the message is that of unconditional self-love.
Ashe.
Value. We don't really know what true value is because we were taught that value lies in materialistic things. And so we sacrifice ourselves day in and day out to fill our bank accounts, to buy these things, to have nice stuff, to be able to say we can have a decent life. And in the end, you have all these things, but you can't enjoy them because you have to continue to work to pay them off. And then in the end, when it's all said and done with, you pass that debt or debt right down to the rest of your siblings or family members or offsprings or whoever takes on that debt when you go. So at the end of the day, we're all prisoners of this matrix. You
That's
understand?
it.
And the only way to truly break free is to align with your divine purpose. And the only way to align with your divine purpose is to find the value in yourself, not in materialistic things. Because the materialistic aspect of things is that's going to come naturally. You're going to attract that to you naturally. Once you find your divine purpose, what the Most High has anointed your life with, success is yours. And success looks different for everyone. And that's part of the dialect that has been taught to the children and why they are so lost in this materialistic mindset and why most of them are selling their souls to these contractual obligations to do things that are beside themselves so they can have money to put food on their table or to be able to impress their mom or whoever the fuck they want to stunt for these niggas in the hood. Because, and that's the next thing that pisses me off, that how all these niggas in the hood, we all around each other, all of us fucking struggling. Ain't nobody doing better than nobody. I don't give a fuck how much money you got, how much drugs you selling, nigga. You can fuck all the hoes in the avenue. At the end of the day, you still ain't doing no better than me. Because at the end of the day, you can't walk up in these politicians' office and demand a motherfucking thing. But so for you to look down on your brother who has less than you and talk shit about him, what does that make you? When
Oh,
you're in the
shit.
position of power to do something and make a difference, and rather than trying to make a difference, you want to tear your brother down for not being where you at, and you ain't got no fucking where. Let's talk about it.
Exactly. Exactly. Just like I think I think it's Jay-Z that said if you rich and everybody ain't rich in your clique, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
My point exactly.
the fuck
My
is
point exactly.
going on here?
My point
Of
exactly.
course, you didn't say it like that, but that was basically the gist of
That's precisely my point.
it.
Like, who are you really stunting on? If you stunting on niggas in your hood that's doing worse than you, you ain't nobody, bro. You part of the motherfucking problem. You ain't doing shit to help nobody. And not for nothing. Part of the reason why I don't respect that type of shit, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm an 80s baby. I know what it is to struggle. I know what it is to not have nothing. I come from a family of hustlers, homie. All of these niggas been out there on the road. They know how to get it. You understand what I'm saying to you? And they all help each other out. Each one teach one. We build each other the fuck up. This is the morality that I was raised on. You understand what I'm saying to you? So at the end of the day, what you basically showing me, my nigga, when you do shit like that, is you's a nigga that ain't never fucking had nothing for real. So the first time you got a little something, you want to stun on niggas because you already quiet as it's kept. Even with all the shit that you have, you still feel low in yourself, and that's basically what you're displaying to me. All your insecurities off Front Street. Cause I'ma let you know how it go. Cause if you tried to holler at a bitch like me and I didn't pay you no attention, you feel some type of way. You know who I am? I got this. I got money. I got a car. And none of that shit don't mean nothing to a chick like me. Where your mind at? What's in your heart space, homie? Cause if you ain't about building nothing, you ain't about shit. I don't care what you got.
I say.
Real talk, like, I'm one who would like to see a world that my children can live in where they can embrace who they are without having to feel condemned and judged by their own peers. I would like to see a world where the children actually begin to come together and work together in unity to build something for themselves so that they can look out on the world and say, yeah, we did this for our kids. You know what I'm saying?
That's
And quiet as it's kept, quiet as it's kept, even if they decided they wanted to stunt on us, the older generations, I would still be proud of them because they took what we taught them and did something with it. Like, you know what I'm saying to you?
Yes.
They did something with it. And quite frankly, I got to give a lot of them their props right now because a lot of them went ahead of the game. They started to create their own currency. They started to create their, listen, they started to create their own market to rebuild the economy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm starting to see a lot of these young rappers that's coming up nowadays. All that mumble rap shit, niggas ain't on that no more. They really got something to say. They talk because we're tired of the bullshit. You can't manipulate us no more.
Exactly. Exactly. The veil has been lifted.
You can't manipulate us no more. You can't do it. You can't hold us down no more. No matter what the fuck you try to do, we overcome because we gods. That's who we are.
Ashe. Ashe.
My only thing is doing my best to help as many of my people wake up to that fact as much as possible. Know that you are a god and nothing less than.
Ashe. Ashe. We definitely gonna have you on so we could focus on one topic. I just want to bring you on so I can introduce you to my audience.
Indeed.
And to the thousands and millions of people that will be listening.
Indeed.
So, you know, you can't have these things too long because, you know, people's, you know, freaking attention span is not that damn long.
I know, right? And we can go for days, me. I'm telling you, once you start opening your third eye, homie, man, you don't want to go back.
It's a wrap.
It's not an easy journey. It is challenging, but I promise you, once you start, you ain't trying to go back, homie. Believe me.
Real talk. I hate starting the routine of meditating every day over because it's like, damn, man, I was so damn far.
Okay. I feel you. I'm telling everybody, like, before I get off of this podcast, I do want to put some energetic message out there for those who will be listening in on this podcast. Considering that this is my introduction podcast, let me just say this. A suggestion from a spiritual advisor. If you want to start this journey, one of the things that you can do right now, no matter how crazy, complicated, and chaotic your life is, when you get up in the morning before you go to clock in at your job, spend 5 minutes just sitting, thinking of all the positive things you can possibly muster in your mind for yourself before you start your day. And at the end of your day, before you lay down to go to bed, take 5 minutes and recalculate your day and try to find every little thing that transpired throughout that day that you could be thankful for before you lay your head to rest. If that is all you can do right now, that is a beautiful start. You will begin to see energy shifting in your life in a more positive way immediately.
I say. Well, if that ain't no, that's a perfect way to end this motherfucker right here. I'll tell you that, because ain't nothing else to say. But see you next time with conversations with Shy Asia, Queen of Hearts. She will definitely be back on here, guys.
Indeed.
I thank you for coming again.
Thank you for having me.
And it's a wrap, guys. Peace and abundance. Peace.